In each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Central Methodist, a team coming in out of Missouri here this afternoon as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And coach, a couple of weeks off for the Christmas holidays, played one game during the break, and I guess now it's time to get back at it. It's going to be a busy month of January.
Yeah, very busy month, and I think hopefully our rest time over the break and pretty good preparation here, once we've got the kids back on campus, will bode well for us, because if we can come out and get some positive steps here in January, I think this team is pretty close to making some pretty good jumps.
Is this like a restarting the season is as bad to start the season as it is right now?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think you can look back over the course of the first 15 games and realize what you did well and realize what you need, obviously, some work on, and even as coaches, some adjustments you can make in your practice preparation and game preparation. And you have a little bit better idea of rotations and lineups and, you know, kind of what makes some of your new guys tick. So hopefully if everybody can learn from the ups and the downs that we, withstood that first 15 games, hopefully we can make some strides.
What's the most difficult part of, restarting the season here?
Well, I think it's just kind of understanding, again, where your deficiencies are and how much time can you spend on your deficiencies without, you know, looking at things, you know, the tweaks and adjustments and the things that you're doing well. You don't want to forget about those, too, but I think it's more the mental preparation, because the physical, not that you're not going to get stronger or, you know, become a better shooter, and that's not what we're aiming for, but it's, I think, more on a mental approach and getting your kids dialed in mentally versus more so physically.
What about the first 15 games?
Well, I think you see, you know, it's hard to tell. We're 2-4 in the league, and we beat the team with the worst record, and we beat the team with the best record, so 2 weeks ago, I thought we had really made some good steps in beating Briarcliff, and it wasn't like we beat Briarcliff at the buzzer. I thought we played pretty well and dominated the game for the better part of it. And we go through finals week, and then we head down to Oklahoma, and very up and down game, back and forth game, and we have the ball up three with about just under a minute left, and we turn it over and foul the kid as we turned it over, and he goes in for a 3-point play. It's tied. We go down, turn it over. They come down and score, and that's your ball game. So, you know, not as poorly as we played. We played well offensively, but again, it was the offensive rebounds that we'd given up, and too many turnovers to lose by two on the road against a pretty quality team. It's just frustrating because you just scratch your head and you just can't. I just can't pinpoint what's going to trip our trigger here and what's going to really get us dialed in and focused on the major components of our. Lack of success, and that's giving up offensive rebounds and turning the ball over carelessly. So those are things that we're just going to have to continue to emphasize and get better at, and I think if we can get those things shored up, we've got a chance to make a push here.
So say, where does this team have to get better to maybe make a run here at the end of the season in those areas that you just talked about?
Yeah, too, and then obviously defensively you always want to get better, and I think the biggest mistake maybe that I've made is I've bought in as much as maybe some of the other people have around the community or within our program of, you know, you're pretty young and you're relying on some young kids to help your program and this and that. We haven't been as detailed in our scouting reports. And I think at Briarcliff is the first game that we really dialed in on personnel and doing this and really adjusting to specific players and all those things, and I think it really helped us. I think our kids maybe have a little bit better basketball IQ, a little bit better basketball savvy than what I have given them credit for. So that's the one thing what we're really going to try and do is defensively really get dialed in on our personnel.
One of the younger kids that's doing a great job for you, and we've talked about it a couple of times so far this year, is Tomlin Reinwald. You couldn't ask for anything more out of this kid, could you?
Well, you couldn't, and yet we have to, you know, and that's the delicate balance. And I met with each kid individually after we got back from the holiday break here, and we just sat down, and I think the impressive thing about Tobin is I don't even think he's grazed his potential. I mean, he can shoot the ball from the perimeter, had a pretty good clip. He really drives it well. He's a pretty darn good rebounder. He's getting better defensively all the time. But, you know, he's a 6'4 guard that has yet to really learn how to post up. He has yet to really learn how to use his middle pull-up jumper. And he really takes to coaching well, and we're very fortunate to have a kid like Tobin, because for as good of a kid as he is on the floor, he's equally as good off.
But you talked about some problems defensively. Why don't you expand on that a little bit? So where's our problem set?
Well, I think just consistency with our ball pressure. You know, too many times, no matter what we do, we're not a big wing denial team, and we'll allow people to reverse the ball, and that's kind of our pack principles, you know, the defense that we play. But we've got to have more consistent. We've got to have better ball pressure to take vision from the ball carrier away from what he wants to do. And we've just got to be better on our help side and rotations and better communication and things that, you know, younger teams are going to struggle with. So hopefully, you know, it's something that you just can never quit emphasizing, and that's the first thing that we do each day in practice is just a shell drill to get us talking and get us moving our feet and getting our backside to the baseline and keeping good vision and focus throughout a possession, and those are just habits that you got to continually develop.
Central Methodist in here to take on Hastings College this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Eagles as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. It's Hastings College and Central Methodist here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Coach, we play a non-conference team here to get ready for the second part of the season. Naturally, this may be kind of a scary game, isn't it, coming off of a break?
Yeah, it really could be. I mean, it's a game that, you know, you welcome because it not that it doesn't count. You never want to say that necessarily, but it's a game to kind of get you fine-tuned for your conference play. It's our last non-conference game. You know, and I think Central Methodist is a team that's a little bit like us. They're a little bit up and down. They haven't had a steady lineup throughout the course of the year just due to inconsistency and some injuries and things that everybody's going to go through. So I think they're, you know, a little bit more like us than maybe any of us would like, talking to Coach Sherman. But, he had a really good year, very similar to our, I think, exact records from what we had a year ago and made it to the national tournament. So it's a very quality program that Coach Sherman runs. I think they're just going through some struggles similar to us right now.
What do we know about this team?
Well, I think they're pretty patient. They're pretty deliberate offensively. They got some kids that can really shoot it in. They've got about a 6'5 shooter, very similar to what we have. They have a kid, Tyler Britoff, who's averaging about 17 points a game, who originally started his career at Concordia and left there after his freshman year and was a really good player over at Concordia. So we've got a little bit of familiarity with him. And then they've got a couple kids inside that if you don't, you know, get back to them after a little help and recover, they can really score it around the rim. And they got a really, really quick point guard. So it's going to be a team that does provide some challenges simply because of their discipline on the offensive end. You're going to see a lot of back screens and cross screens and really try and get shooters involved off a staggered screen. So our focus has really got to be good defensively here today.
It's an overly large team. We might be able to exploit some things inside today.
Well, that's going to be our main focus, and that's the thing that we've hit on early and often here is we've got to get the ball into the low post. I think that's where we have an advantage, and I think hopefully Jake Marvin, the rest has done him good. He's really looked good coming back off the break, and I hope we can get him going here today.
Okay, Glenn.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next at Central Methodist and Hastings here today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College men's team getting back at it after a two-week Christmas break. Hastings will take on Central Methodist as the Eagles come in here out of Fayetteville, Missouri. I'm Mike Willock, all the play-by-play for you here this afternoon. Hastings College entering the ball game, a record of 5 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Broncos sitting at 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings played one game during the Christmas break. That was back on December the 18th. They went down to Oklahoma City and lost to Mid-America Christian by the score of 86-84. Right before the Christmas break, Hastings put it all together in their last conference game of the 2010 portion of our schedule and be one of the better teams in the GPAC in Briarcliff here at home by the score of 87-73. The Broncos have been up and down all season long. Get the record sitting at 5-10 on the year, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings right now averaging 74.9 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 77 points per ball game on defense. The team we're going to play here this afternoon is an NAIA Division I school. As we mentioned, out of Fayetteville, Missouri. They finished 24-9 a season ago, qualified for the national tournament. They are in the heart of American Conference. They won the conference title a year ago. So far this season, much like Hastings, they've been up and down. Their record sitting at 6 wins and 7 losses on the season. They have lost 5 out of their last 6 ball games, including their last 3. They've dropped one to Avila University by the score of 80-71. Got blown out against Baker University down in Baldwin City, Kansas, by the score of 62-43. And they lost in their last outing to Graceland University by the score of 75-68. So they're making a trip to Hastings, and then it's back to Fayetteville, Missouri. They're not putting any combination of games together during their stay in Nebraska. It's just one game here against Hastings and then back home for some conference ball games coming up here in the next day or so. So Central Methodist, the Eagles, under head coach Jeff Sherman, the record at 6 wins and 7 losses on the season. They are 1-3 in the Heart of America Conference. This is a team that might be a little bit more patient on offense than what we see out of Hastings. It's a team that's averaging 69.3 points per ball game on offense, but they are very good defensively, giving up only 69.1 points per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Central Methodist out of Fayetteville, Missouri, here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Eagles, they will go with Mike Reagan. Reagan is a 6'5" junior from Knob Noster, Missouri. Reagan is 14th in the nation in three-pointers made. He's knocked down 42% of his threes, and he's 14th in the nation in the number of three-pointers made this year. He's averaging 10 points, 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Curtis Smith is a 5'9" senior from LaBelle, Missouri. Smith is averaging 6 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Eric Franklin is a 5'8" sophomore from Columbia, Missouri. Franklin is averaging 4 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Then we'll see Tyler Brady Hoff. He's a 6-foot senior from Alma, Missouri. Brady Hoff spent some time at Concordia University in Seward before transferring to Central Methodist after his sophomore season. He's leading the team in scoring right now, averaging 16.9 points per ball game and 4.6 rebounds per game. And Jake Clark is the other starter, a 6'4" senior from St. Charles, Missouri. Clark is averaging 14 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. So Central Methodist not going to be an overly big team here at Hastings College this afternoon. Hastings will go with Nate Olson, a 6-foot junior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Olson is now averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Derek Fletcher is a 6'7" senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. Fletcher is the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. He is averaging 16 points and 5 rebounds per game. Dean Bacon is a 6'1" sophomore out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'4" freshman out of Lincoln. Reinwald has flat got the job done for Hastings this year. He is averaging 15.1 points per ball game. He is the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, also pulling down 4.9 rebounds per game. Reinwald is hitting 58% of his field goal tries so far this year. The other starter for Hastings will be Donovan Schultz, the 6'6" senior from Aurora, Colorado. He is averaging 13 points and 4.3 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings and Central Methodist here this afternoon. Just a men's ball game on tap for you this afternoon at 1230 KHIS. By the way, if you're in the area, admission today absolutely free. So come on by. Central Methodist and Hastings College here this afternoon in men's college basketball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings is going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here this afternoon. The Eagles are going to be in their green uniforms, green, trimmed and lettered in white. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and we are set to go. Men's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Jumped up there is Mike Reagan, and Schultz is controlled by Central Methodist as the Eagles come up here offensively for the first time. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. Out on top, this is Curtis Smith with the ball. Works against Olsen. Comes across the top to Franklin. Eric Franklin out of the top of the key. They get it to a Jake Clark. Over on the wing on the left side, driving around and down the lane. A shot taken by Brady Hoff is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Schultz. So Central Methodist misses on the first offensive possession here this afternoon. Hastings College has got the ball back. Hastings averaging 74.9 points per ball game on offense. Here's Fletcher. Bounce pass goes inside as Schultz backs up, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there. Here comes Central Methodist back the other way. Eric Franklin has got the ball. Franklin goes on the left side to Reagan, and Reagan is called for the traveling violation. Dribble penetration by Franklin. He kicked it out in three-point territory to Mike Reagan on the far sideline. He's called for the steps. Central Methodist is averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. They give up 18, but they force 18 on the other end. No score between Hastings and Central Methodist here this afternoon. Non-conference basketball. Reinwald goes inside to Schultz. His shot is up and in. Reinwald will get the assist. Donovan Schultz gets the field goal, and Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 2-0. Here's Eric Franklin with the ball. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get the ball to Jake Clark. He works against Schultz, tries to put him in the air, goes up for the shot. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald down the near sideline, right-handed dribble for Hastings. Reinwald has got it behind his Schultz screen, drives it down the left side of the lane, and the foul is going to be called. Tyler Brady Hoff is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Eagles here in the ballgame. Hastings College will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a 2-0 lead early in the contest, 18:39 to play here in the first half. Inbounds blast comes to a Dane Bacon. He mishandles it, but picks it back up. Now to Nate Olson, now to Fletcher. 4-3, a shot is up there, it's good. Derek Fletcher hits the three ball, and Hastings is out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. Here comes Eric Franklin back with the ball now for Central Methodist. He goes on the far side to a Mike Reagan. Reagan now to a Jake Clark. They work it back around to the left corner. That's Mike Reagan with the ball. Now to Franklin again. Franklin to a Brady Hoff. Brady Hoff comes over here on the right side to Curtis Smith. Down in the corner, they got the ball to a Mike Reagan now. They work the ball around the perimeter, this defense of Hastings College. Holding the ball left side is Clark. Clark goes down to Brady Hoff. His shot from the elbow is up there and in. Tyler Brady Hoff scores there, and that gets the Eagles on the scoreboard. 5-2 is the score. Hastings comes back with a ball as Nate Olson gets it to Fletcher. Fletcher now to Schultz. Schultz over here to Dane Bacon. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it away now to Olson. To Dane Bacon. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Schultz. He dribbles into the lane. Puts up a little five-footer. It's up and in. Donovan Schultz hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings College out on top by 5 points again, 7-2. Early in the ball game, we have played 2.5 minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mike Reagan with the ball again. They just pass it around the perimeter. Reagan gets it back, goes for the hole. Shot can be blocked down from behind. Fletcher gets the block, and the rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings. Schultz now to Olson into the forecourt. Gives it away to Schultz for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Reinwald has it. Shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores, and now Central Methodist wants to call a timeout. We have played 2 minutes and 55 seconds. We're down to 17:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings College out to an early 7-point lead. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 9, Central Methodist 2.
Helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS and also available online at www.hastingslink.com. 17:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings out to a 9-2 lead here in this ball game. Bounce pass comes inside to Lucas Dahl, who's in there for the first time. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. So Fletcher comes back the other way. Now to Olsen, to Dane Bacon. They get it back out to Olsen out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Schultz. Nice feed there and a jam by Tobin Reinwald. Schultz gets the assist there, and Tobin Reinwald gets the jam, the freshman out of Lincoln. And Hastings College is out to an 11-2 lead. Here's a shot for the right corner by Curtis Smith. No good. We got a foul and a rebound. We've got a foul and a rebound here. The bucket is going to count as well as the tip try went in there. Tobin Reinwald is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Central Methodist is going to be Jake Clark. He hit the field goal off of the rebound. They give him the count there. And also the free throw coming up here from Clark. He's a 68% foul shooter in the season. Central Methodist is a team hitting 64% of the free throws. The shot is up there and in, so that's a three-point play for the Eagles. It's an 11-5 ball game now. Hastings College out to a six-point lead. Now the Eagles attacking in backcourt. Fletcher comes over here to Ryan Wall. Now down the left sideline. They get it to Schultz. Nice feed inside to Olsen. Can't go up for the shot. Down in the corner, Dane Bacon has got it. Bacon has the basketball stripped away and is picked up here by Central Methodist. Coming back the other way. Curtis Smith with the steal there for the Eagles. So Central Methodist back with the ball in their offensive scoring zone. Shooting guard basket to our right. Holding the ball on the wing is Curtis Smith. Out to Clark. Now they move it down in the corner on the right side. And dribbling with the ball into the lane and falling down. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings College, taking the ball into the lane there for Central Methodist. Was Evan Lavery. Evan Lavery into the ball game now for the first time. Here's a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good by Lavery, and the rebound comes down to Schultz. So Evan Lavery into the ball game now, a 6'2" junior from Dyer, Indiana. 11-5 is the score. Hastings College off to a six-point lead early in the ball game. Here's Fletcher with the ball, left side of the lane, dribbling with it now for Hastings College. They're working the man-to-man defense of Central Methodist. Fletcher pulls up, shoots a 17-footer, and hits it. Derrick Fletcher scores for Hastings. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos out to a 13-5 advantage over Central Methodist. There's a Lavery with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Dahl. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Over Schultz, and the rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald. Down the right sideline to Fletcher. Fletcher 4-3. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Lavery now for Central Methodist. The Eagles coming back the other way quickly. Driving the baseline, spinning, putting up a shot. It's up there. It's good. Jake Clark gets the field goal for Central Methodist. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and it's a 13-7 ball game now. 13-7. Hastings College with the lead. Fletcher with the ball for Hastings. Goes over on the deep wing on the right side to Olsen. Olsen trying to penetrate inside. Throws it down to the elbow. Right side of the lane to Schultz. He spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Methodist. Curtis Smith back with the rebound. Comes back quickly. Nice feed. And a driving layup is up and in. Jake Clark gets the field goal. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Central Methodist back to within four. 13-9. Here's Fletcher. Drives for the hole. His shot is no good. And he's fouling the play. So Fletcher will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. He was fouled in a play here by the Eagles. It'll go on Jake Clark. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Eagles here in the first half. 14:28 to play until halftime. Hastings onto a 13-9 lead over Central Methodist. And it's going to be Fletcher going to the free throw line. 84% foul shooter in the season. He has hit 27 out of 32 from the free throw line so far this year. And he cans his first charity toss here. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings hitting 75% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Some subs coming in there now for Hastings College. Dylan Flynn comes into the ball game for the Broncos. Aaron Kane also checks in there. And also Brady Lohman. 14:28 to play here in the first half. 14-9. Hastings has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Fletcher. So Derek now has 7 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 6-point lead. Here comes Central Methodist back with the ball. Eric Franklin has got it. Now to Mike Reagan, who's back into the ball game. of Brady Hoff as they just pass the ball around the perimeter again. Here's Eric Franklin with the ball now out to Danielle Pierre. Pierre moves it over on the left sideline to Brady Hoff. Dribbles to the top of the key. Dumps the ball off into the lane. It's going to be tipped. It is still in the air. Goes to the far sideline and saved there by Central Methodist. Now the scramble is on over on the wing. It's picked up by the Eagles. Driving for the hole and putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. Central Methodist comes down the rebound. That's Lucas Dahl. He comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher of Hastings. There he comes back quickly for Hastings College. Now loses control of the ball. Comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. 13:46 to play here in the first half. 15-9. Hastings out on top. Nate Stoutenbrough into the ball game now. A freshman from Kabul, Missouri. So some new folks into the ball game now for the Eagles as Hastings works the ball inside to Flynn. Comes out to Bacon. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer from the left side. Dane Bacon scores, and Hastings College has doubled the score on the Eagles. It is now 18-9. Here's a feed into the lane. It's going to be tipped away again. It's picked up by Hastings. A turnover on Central Methodist. That's their fourth of the ball game. Hastings coming back with the ball. This is Woolman, now to Fletcher. Hesitates, tries to drive it inside. Fletcher moves the ball to the left sideline. Now a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation on Fletcher. He was being pressured out here by Mike Reagan of Central Methodist. That's the fourth turnover now on Hastings here in the ball game. 18-9 is the score. Hastings out on top by 9 points with 13:14 to play here in the first half. Eric Franklin with the ball now for Central Methodist. The Eagles into the offensive zone, dribbles behind his back, gets it over on the left side, now hands it away to Brady Hoff. Brady Hoff goes down in the corner, right side, a three-pointer put up there. It is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in by Pierre. Daniel Pierre scores. It's now a 18-11 ball game. Hastings College leading by 7 points. Broncos with the ball again into the offensive zone. Here's Fletcher. Fletcher leads it out here to Dane Bacon. He cranks up a three ball. It's up there and in. Dane Bacon back-to-back trays for Hastings. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings has a double-digit lead. It's the Broncos 21 and the Eagles 11 with 12:32 to play here in the first half. Here's a bounce pass inside again to Pierre down on the baseline. He misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn of Hastings. The Woolman down to Fletcher into the forecourt. Derek Fletcher gets it away to Woolman. Bounce pass goes inside to Aaron Kane, and he's going to be hit on the plate, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Nate Stoutenbrough. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Eagles here in the ballgame. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. Manning plays it in off of the baseline. Here's a shot by Reinwald that's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Pierre. Here's Eric Franklin now hustling into the forecourt. They get the ball into the hands of Curtis Smith. Back out to Mike Reagan. Now bounce pass goes inside again to Pierre. His shot over Flynn is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald with the ball near sideline to Brady Woolman. Hustling into the forecourt to Manning. Manning comes out to Woolman now. To Reinwald. He dumps it off inside and a foul is going to be called. They get the ball to Flynn right in front of the basket, but he is hit on the play before he can go up for the shot here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on the Central Methodist. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Reinwald gets it to Flynn. Flynn in the lane, spins one way, and puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Foul shot is up and in by Eric Kane. Offensive rebounds have been a problem for Hastings, but they're getting a couple here in this ball game against Central Methodist, and Hastings College has built a 23-11 lead over the Eagles, driving for the hole, but a foul. Eric Franklin goes for the basket there for Central Methodist, but a foul on the way in here on Hastings. It's going to go on Brady Woolman. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Donovan Schultz. Coming out is going to be Flynn. 23-11 is the score. Hastings College with the lead. The Eagles will inbound the ball here. Holding it way out on top. They come out to Eric Franklin. Franklin with it. Takes it inside the ring. Puts up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kane of Hastings. Kane gets the ball now to Devin Manning. Hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. He leaves it out here to Schultz. Schultz now to Woolman. Woolman drives it down the lane. His scoop shot is up there and in. Brady Woolman scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And Hastings now leads by a score of 25-11. We have played about 9 minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Curtis Smith to the ball, just to the left of the arc. Moves it over here on the right side now to Eric Franklin. Bounce pass to Pierre from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Reinwald. Tobin gets the ball ahead now to Manning. Manning bounce pass goes to Schultz. He leaves it off to Tobin. Reinwald, he circles around and takes it down to the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 10:43 to play. Here comes Derek Kitch into the ballgame now for Central Methodist. Kitch is 6'4", a sophomore from Hallsville, Missouri. He is averaging 1.6 points and 1.3 rebounds per ballgame. 25-11. Hastings leading the Eagles here this afternoon. Here's Brady Hoff with the ball again. Moves it over to Eric Franklin. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top to Smith. His shot up there from three-point land is going to be no good. Reinwald with the rebound. Tobin Reinwald gets the ball now to Devin Manning. Into the forecourt. Manning hesitates at the top of the key. Moves it left side of the lane. Flips it over here to Reinwald. Back to Schultz. Schultz with his back to the basket on the baseline. Flips it back out to Manning. Bobbles the ball and gets it out to a Brady Lohman. Lohman out in three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline and Manning takes the ball into the paint. Tries to dump it away and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to be called here on Schultz of Hastings. Donovan Schultz picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. 10:05 to play here in the first half. 25-11. Hastings College with the lead. Back with the ball now for Central Methodist. Out of the heart of America Conference is going to be Eric Franklin behind his screen. Drives it left side of the lane. Now hands the ball away out here to Curtis Smith. Smith out of Franklin. Bounce pass goes inside. Going up for the shot. Left-handed. It's going to be no good by Clark. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher for Hastings to the near sideline to Manning. He drives all the way to the hole. His shot good. Nice move by Devin Manning. He takes it in the hole and scores. That's his first field goal. Hastings College with a 16-point lead. 25-11 with 9.5 minutes to play. There's a Brady Hoff with the ball as he works against Reinwald. Takes it to the top of the key. Stops right there. Reverses it. Gets it to Eric Franklin. Franklin to the free throw line. Won't put up a shot. Goes left side. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Derek Kitch. And the rebound to Schultz. Schultz for Hastings. Long pass down the floor as they get it to a Fletcher. His shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Jake Clark with the rebound again for Central Methodist. Running back the other way, Eric Franklin now. Franklin to Brady Hoff. Out to Clark. He drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is going to be no good. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. And he is out of bounds. Last touch there by Schultz of Hastings. So it's going to be Central Methodist inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wolman checks out of the ball game now for Hastings. And Zach Short comes in there for the first time. 27-11. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Here's Central Methodist with the ball. And a foul is going to be called as it took it to the left side to Brady Hoff. The foul is going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. So Tomlin now with a couple of personal fouls here in this first half. He's going to check out of the ball game now, and Dane Bacon comes back in there. It's team foul number 5 on Hastings. 8:57 to play here in the first half, 27-11. Broncos have the lead. Here's Eric Franklin with the ball. Franklin out here in three-point territory. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Curtis Smith now, left side, to get it to Clark. His shot from 10, rims off, no good. Battle for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Central Methodist, I do believe. Yep. The officials kind of confer there briefly. They give the ball to Hastings, so Zach Short will play things in. Broncos with a 16-point lead. Got up to a 5-0 lead here in this one and have led it all the way so far. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive zone. Manning lobs it inside. It goes to Schultz underneath the basket, and his shot is up there and in. Donovan Schultz powers his way to the basket. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 29-11. Hastings College with the lead. The Broncos have scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame on an 8-0 run here. Here's a Franklin with the ball now for the Eagles. They get it to the left side of Curtis Smith. Off of a screen. They get it in the hands of Brady Hoff, who has got only 2 points so far. Here's their leading scorer, averaging 16.9 on the season. Here's Manning. He tips the ball away. Manning picks it up. He brings it back one-on-one. Drives for the hole. His shot is up there, and it rims off. No good. Rebound, Hastings. They get it now to Fletcher. His shot for three is good. Derek Fletcher hits the three ball there for Hastings. And now Central Methodist wants to call a timeout. Hastings College has built a big lead early in this one. 7 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Central Methodist 11.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
This afternoon on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College women's basketball team playing in a New Year's tournament Friday and Saturday. Down in Hillsboro, Kansas, Hastings College winning both of their games. The Bronco women beat Tabor College Friday night, 65-53. Hastings College then beating 10th-ranked Sterling College out of Kansas during the day on Saturday, 74-67. So Hastings now 9-8 on the season. They are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Both the Hastings College men and women will get back to conference action this week on Wednesday. They will take on the Doane College Tigers right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College men out on fire here in this one. 32-11 is the score. Broncos leading by a bunch here in this first half. Here's a Brady Hoff around the screen. Now dumps it off inside. The ball's going to be deflected by Short. The scramble is on. And now we got a timeout called here. Hastings College down there fighting for the ball. That was Zach Short who came up with it after the Broncos tipped the ball away. Timeout is called by Hastings. So a turnover on Central Methodist. And Hastings saves the possession here. 7:43 to play. We'll take another break to score. Hastings 32, Central Methodist 11.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Central Methodist attacking back here, and the ball is going to be tapped out of bounds. Hastings trying to get the ball inbounded there to Short, and the ball was tipped out of his hands by Eric Franklin right in front of the Bronco bench. So Dane Bacon will play things in. The Devin Manning back here in backcourt. He'll work one-on-one now against Franklin. Goes over to a Short. Jump pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. It's picked up by Franklin. A turnover on Hastings. Eric Franklin bounce pass driving for the hole. Foul called. So a personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings as Central Methodist attacking the basket there following the Hastings College turnover. And going to the free throw line will be Clark. Clark has already got 7 points in the ballgame, and now he goes to the free throw line after being fouled here by Zach Short of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Clark to the free throw line, a 68% foul shooter in the season. He is the second leading scorer on the team, averaging 14 points per ballgame. His shot is up there, it is good. Central Methodist is a team hitting 64% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 46% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. Clark's next free throw is up there. That's going to be off of the back iron. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Donovan Schultz has got the rebound for the Broncos. Goes over on the right side, down to Short. Short takes it down the right sideline into the offensive scoring zone to Fletcher. Back out to Short. Short's going to hand the ball away to Derek Fletcher on the far side. Now uses a Schultz screen. Dumps it off to Donovan in the lane. Goes for the hole and shot. It's up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Schultz came up and sent a screen right about the top of the key there. Fletcher got him the ball, and then Schultz rolls down the lane to get him the ball. And Donovan Schultz gets the field goal and one as he goes to the free throw line here, being fouled in a play by Jake Clark of Central Methodist. That's going to be his second. So Schultz to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It is good. Schultz, the third best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College has got the lead. It is 35-12. 35-12 with 7:08 to play here in the first half. Here's Lucas Dahl with the ball now. The Brady Hoff. Brady Hoff drives the ball. His little scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Manning. Devin Manning with the ball. Has it tipped away. It is picked up here by Brady Hoff, and his shot is up and in. The Broncos turn it over, and Tyler Brady Hoff right there for Central Methodist to put it through the hole. 35-14 now. Hastings with a 21-point lead with 6:45 to play here in this first half. Devin Manning, jump pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Back-to-back turnovers. Now here's a feed into the fourth quarter. It's going to be intercepted by Fletcher. Hastings gets her right back. Fletcher gets the ball to short. Short now to Manning. Devin Manning hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Down the right sideline. Now they reverse the ball to Fletcher. Down in the corner to Bacon. Three-pointers put up and in. Dane Bacon hits his third three-pointer here in the first half. He's got 9 points. Hastings College out on top by a score of 38-14 with 6:15 to play until halftime. Brady Hoff with the ball now to Curtis Smith. Brings it back to Brady Hoff on the wing. Picked up there by Hastings and a traveling violation. Brady Hoff trying to force his way to the basket there against Dane Bacon. Brady Hoff wanted a personal foul on Bacon, but instead he got a traveling violation for his efforts. That's 8 turnovers now in Central Methodist here in the first half. Hastings out to a 38-14 lead with 6:05 to play until halftime. Fletcher will play things in and backcourt right in front of the Bronco bench as they get it to Brady Woolman, who's into the ball game now. Woolman works it in the backcourt. Woolman gets the ball to Fletcher. Fletcher into the forecourt, drives it down the lane, an off-balance shot, no good. He was off-balance because he was fouled in the play. Personal is going to be whistled on Danielle Pierre. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 6 on the Eagles. And going to the free throw line is going to be Fletcher. Fletcher, an 84% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 of 2 so far today. He's already in double figures. He's got 10 points. And his shot is up there. It's good. Fletcher is the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Hastings leading 39-14. Next one is up there. It's good. Hastings has scored 40 already here in the first half. We still got 6 minutes to play. Hastings leading by a score of 40-14. Central Methodist having a tough time getting their offense untracked here this afternoon. Broncos playing good D. Here's Pierre. His shot is up and in. Danielle Pierre scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. It's 40-16. Hastings with a lead. Donovan Schultz gets it out of Fletcher. To Schultz into the forecourt right at the top of the three-point ring. Goes over on the right side now in three-point territory to Brady Woolman, not a Fletcher. Man-to-man defense here for Central Methodist. Fletcher wheels the ball inside, wide open, and Schultz and his shot is up and in. Nice feed by Fletcher. Donovan Schultz gets the field goal. He's got 11 points in the ball game. It's 42-16. Hastings with the lead. Curtis Smith with the ball. He attacks the basket, drives it down the left side of the lane, dumps it away. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Dahl. Offensive rebound by Pierre, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Danielle Pierre is whistled. He's going to go to the free throw line. He was fouled in a play by Schultz at Hastings. That's going to be his second. So Donovan Schultz picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And Danielle Pierre will go to the free throw line here for Central Methodist. He is a 6'5" senior from Orlando, Florida, playing for a Central Methodist in Fayetteville, Missouri. Bus ride of about 7 hours to get here today. Here's a Pierre to the free throw line, just a 45% foul shooter in the season. He is 5 out of 11 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's perfect. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Pierre is averaging 3.5 on the season. 42-17, Hastings College out on top here. Non-conference action for you as the Broncos get ready for the second half of the season, which begins on Wednesday in their home ball game against the Doane College Tigers. Next shot is up there, rattles off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's 42-17. Broncos with the lead. Nate Olson with the ball into the offensive scoring zone. He works against his man-to-man defense. Olson gets away, drives it down the left side of the lane, gives it away to Bacon. His shot from 12 is going to be no good. Pierre with the rebound for Central Methodist. Gets the ball away now to Curtis Smith. Smith hustles into the forecourt, hesitates, throws it down in the corner. Right side, a three-pointer, put up and in. Three-point play there by number 20, who just checked back in. That's Evan Lavery. Back the other way. A shot is up there. It is good by Bacon, and he's fouled in the play. So Evan Lavery scores from deep in the right corner. Hastings comes back the other way and gets the field goal from Dane Bacon, and he's fouled in the play. Now Dane has a chance to go to the free throw line to try to convert on a three-point play. He's already got 11 points in the ball game. Bacon, of course, the product out of Kearney. His season high was 17. In fact, he's done that twice in ball games against Sterling and Midland. He's got 11 points already here in this first half. He misses the free throw, though, and the rebound comes down to Central Methodist. So Hastings out on top by 24 points. It's 44-20. Eagles back with the ball. Here's Curtis Smith underneath the bucket. Dumps it away. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. Jake Marvin into the ball game now, grabs the ball. Marvin gets the ball to Fletcher. Now down the lane to Olson. His shot is up and in. Nate Olson scores. That's his first field goal. Again, Fletcher gets the assist. And the Broncos routing the Eagles early. It is 46-20. Hastings has built a 26-point lead here in the first half and looking pretty good today. There's a shot from the left side. It's up and in. Lucas Dahl scoring there for Central Methodist. Here's a steal now in backcourt. A shot is up there by Reagan. No good. Reagan gets his own ball back. Now to Smith. Smith has got it at the top of the key. A three-pointer, but up there it in. Curtis Smith scores, so the Broncos turn it away, and the Eagles convert that into a big play there as Smith hits the three ball from the top of the key. 46-25. Hastings with the lead now. 3.5 minutes to play until halftime. Here's Bacon deep in the left corner. Comes out to Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbling here on the left side. Woolman gets the ball back into the hands of Dane Bacon. Dribbles once to Olsen. Lobs it inside. It's going to be tipped away. Tipped away from Marvin out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball as they will play things in from underneath their own basket. Clark is going to check back in now for Central Methodist. Also coming in is going to be Derek Kitch. 46-25. Hastings with the lead. As the Broncos will inbound underneath their own basket to the left side. Fletcher gets it in now to a Jake Marvin. Now to Fletcher from the corner. He shot it up there and in a three-point play. Derek Fletcher now with 15 points here in the first half. And Hastings with a 49-25 lead with 3:12 remaining. Here's Eric Franklin. Comes over here to a Lavery. Now inside, powering his way to the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Clark. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Fletcher leads a 3-on-4 break. And now will hold up. Fletcher moves to the left side, throws up a three, and hits it. Derek Fletcher, he's in a zone again. Look out. He's got 19 points in the ball game. It is 52-25. Hastings in the lead. 2:48 to play until halftime. Curtis Smith takes it down to the baseline on the left side, reverses the ball, gets to the Clark, comes across the top to Franklin. His shot for three is way off of the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. An air ball thrown up there from the right side. Now Hastings will play things in. 52-25, Hastings looking for their sixth win of the season here this afternoon against Central Methodist out of the Heart of America Conference, an NAIA Division I school. Hastings quickly into the forecourt now to Brady Woolman. Woolman free throw line extended left side, dribbles to the top of the key. Woolman bounce pass near side, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Franklin, long pass down the floor. They get it to Clark. He drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Clark scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings with 9 turnovers here in the first half. 52-27, Hastings with the lead. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play until halftime. Here's Fletcher with the ball now for the Broncos. Right-handed dribble, moves it across the big red H right in the center of the floor here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Over to Brady Woolman behind an Olsen screen. Woolman at the top of the key gives the ball away to Olsen. Now bounce pass goes to Bacon. He squares around to the bucket, drives for a hole now. He's going to be fouled in the play. So Bacon will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Curtis Smith of Central Methodist. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Eagles. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin is 73% foul shooter in the season. He's 27 out of 37 from the stripe. Puts up the shot, and it's up there, and it rattles off no good. Marvin will have one more. Marvin is 6'8" and sophomore out of Lincoln. Averaging 6 points and about 3.9 rebounds per game for Hastings this year. Marvin looking for his first point this afternoon, and it's up there, and that one is off of the right side. No good, so he misses a pair. Now the ball is out of bounds. It was last touch by Marvin as he tried to follow his missed free throw and knocked the ball away from Jake Clark. So the Eagles will come back the other way, trailing by a bunch here, 52-27 in the first half. Here's a three ball put up there from the left side. No good by Smith. Offensive rebound, and a foul is called. Trying to go back up for the shot was Kitch, and he was fouled in the play. It'll go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 8 on Hastings College. To the free throw line now for Central Methodist will be Derek Kitch. Kitch, a 50% foul shooter in the season. He's a 6'4" and sophomore from Hallsville, Missouri. And the shot is up there. The shot is good by Derek Kitch, and he gets into the scorebook. That's his first point of the ball game. So it's now a 52-28 contest. Hastings with the lead. Coming into the ball game now is Tyler Bradyhoff again, and going out for the Eagles of Central Methodist is going to be Jake Clark. So another free throw coming up here from Derek Kitch. As the officials confer here at the top of the key about something at the 1:42 mark of this ball game. That last foul should go on Jake Marvin. All right, Jake Marvin instead of Dane Bacon, so the officials get that straight at the scorer's table. Foul goes on Marvin instead of Bacon. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up and in by Derek Kitch. It's now a 52-29 ball game. 1:42 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings works with the ball here in backcourt. Derek Fletcher has got it. Fletcher, the center of the floor, comes over here on the right side. Now to Manning. Now they work it back inside. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good by Jake Marvin. And the rebound comes down to Central Methodist. Central Methodist comes back the other way. Here's a Curtis Smith with the ball. Smith takes it down on the baseline. Now he drives. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled again. So Smith trying to drive the ball from the right corner toward the basket, draws the personal foul, and now Smith will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on Fletcher of Hastings. That's going to be his first. To the free throw line will be Curtis Smith. He's got 3 points in the ball game thus far on a tray. His shot is up there, and it's good. His first free throw of the afternoon. Smith, a 55% foul shooter on the year. He's 19 out of 34. And the Bronco lead is now 22 points at 52-30. Here comes the next shot by Smith. That one is good. So a pair of free throws by Curtis, and it's now a 52-31 ball game. Hastings working against pressure here in the backcourt. Woolman gets the ball to Manning. Now to Fletcher again on the far sideline. Fletcher will set up the offense here for Hastings College. Derek Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Now to Brady Woolman here on the near sideline. Central Methodist in a man-to-man defense. Olsen sets a screen. Woolman can't use it. Now brings the ball back to Olsen on the left side. To Marvin. Now to Woolman down on the baseline. Bounce pass back out to Manning. A shot for three is going to be no good. Fletcher tips the ball and a foul is going to be called. I think Fletcher is going to be guilty of the foul here for Hastings, and that's the case. Derek Fletcher picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings, so this will be a two-shot situation now at the other end as Tyler Bradyhoff will go to the free throw line for Central Methodist. He has got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. So Bradyhoff to the line now, a 69% foul shooter. The shot is up there, it is good. This is the guy who spent a couple of years at Concordia University in Seward before transferring to Central Methodist down there in Fayetteville, Missouri. He's now their leading scorer down there for the Eagles, averaging 16.9 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Bradyhoff will have one more as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and is shot good, so he hits a pair of free throws. And the Hastings College lead is now 19 points at 52-33. Under a minute to play here in this first half. Here's a Manning with the ball, jump pass. They get it to Olsen. Olsen, nice pass underneath the bucket there, going for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A shot taken there by Charles Ferguson is into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Central Methodist back the other way. A shot from the top of the key by Bradyhoff. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ferguson. Long pass down to Florida. Manning, his layup is good. Devin Manning scores there. Manning now with 4 points in the basketball game. It's 54-33. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Central Methodist back the other way. Driving the baseline is going to be Kitsch, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Kitsch will go to the free throw line here. The foul is going to be on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Marvin. Going to the free throw line is going to be Derek Kitsch for Central Methodist. He's got 2 points in the ball game thus far and a couple of free throws. This one is up there. It is good. So Central Methodist back to within 20 points here at 54-34. With 13.7 seconds to play. And here comes the next one from Kitsch. It's up there. It's good. Perfect. Nothing but net. So Derek Kitsch now with 4 free throws. It's 54-35. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball for Hastings. Now with 10 seconds to play. Brings it into the offensive zone. Woolman dribbles to the left side. Hands it away now to Devin Manning at the top of the key. Manning dribbles inside. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos jump out to an early 5-0 lead in this one. They lead it all the way in the first half, and the Broncos have the advantage at halftime by 19 points. We've reached halftime. Men's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We will take a break with a score. Hastings College 54, Central Methodist 35.
Insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-1290. 2734.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College men's basketball team with the lead here this afternoon over the Eagles of Central Methodist. The score is 54-35, so Hastings putting 54 points on the scoreboard in the first half of play. Got out to a big lead early and have not trailed so far here in this contest. Hastings scored the first 5 points of the ball game, got out to an 11-2 lead, had the first double-digit lead at 21-11. At that point, Hastings scored 11 straight points to make it 32-11 with 7:56 to play in the first half. And you get the picture. Hastings has pretty well dominated his first half of play, leading by a score of 54-35 at halftime this afternoon. Hastings hitting 65% from the field in the first half. They are 21 out of 32 from the field. Hastings hitting 7 out of 9 from three-point territory for 77%, and they're 5 of 8 from the free throw line for 62%. So Hastings hitting 65% of their field goals so far here in this first half, and 77% from the three-point arc, and Hastings putting 54 points on the scoreboard here at halftime. Meanwhile, Central Methodist, they're hitting 11 out of 35 from the field here this afternoon for 31.4%. The Eagles are 2 out of 8 from three-point territory for just 25%, and 11 out of 13 from the free throw line for 84%. Hastings out rebounding Central Methodist 23-15. The Eagles do hold a 6-4 advantage on the offensive end. Turnovers, Hastings with 7 turnovers officially in the first half. Also 7 turnovers for Central Methodist. We'll give you the scoring in the first half for Hastings. Derek Fletcher leading the way. He's got 18 points thus far. Fletcher's been hot from the outside. He's 5 out of 7 from the field and 4 out of 5 on three-pointers. Fletcher with 18 points in the first half. Dane Bacon has got 11 points for Hastings College. And also scoring 11 points in the ball game for Hastings was Donovan Schultz. Schultz has got 5 field goals, and he's 1 of 1 from the free throw line, so Schultz has got 11 points. The other scorers for Hastings, we see Devin Manning has had a couple of field goals for 4 points. Tobin Reinwald has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Aaron Kane, a field goal for 2, and Brady Lohman has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings, but nice half there by Derek Fletcher. Fletcher with 18 points in the ball game for Hastings College, a 6'7" senior out of Omaha, leading the way here for the Broncos in the first half. Jake Clark has got 10 points for Central Methodist. He's got 4 field goals. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Tyler Bradyhoff has got 6 points, a couple of field goals, and he's 2 of 2 from the line. 5 points by Daniel Pierre. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 1 of 2 from free throw line. Curtis Smith has got a 3-pointer. And he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Derek Kitch has got 4 free throws in 4 attempts, 4 points in the ball game. And Lucas Dahl got in there, got a field goal and 2 points. But Hastings had a commanding lead throughout much of that first half. And the Broncos leading by 19 points here at halftime. It's Hastings 54 and Central Methodist 35. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next. And then it's Hastings College Spotlight. We have the second half just minutes away. We're at halftime. Hastings with a lead here over Central Methodist by the score of 54-35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Your KHS Scholar Athlete of the Week is men's basketball player Jason States. Jason is a senior from North Platte, Nebraska, majoring in pre-med with a 3.5 GPA. On the court, he is a two-year varsity player. He has played in 13 games this year, averaging 3.1 points a game and 1.5 rebounds. And last year in the classroom, Jason got one of the honors of being named an NAI Scholar Athlete. So congratulations to Jason States being named this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The Scholar Athlete is presented each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tyson Heveronic, and welcome to this special Sunday edition of the Hastings College Spotlight. Many of you listeners really get excited about Hastings College sports. However, the academics have really stolen the spotlight. You probably by now have heard that Hastings College has been named a Best in the Midwest College by the Princeton Review. But what you might not know was the Princeton Review has ranked Hastings College among the best Midwestern colleges every year since the publication started back in 2004. I had a chance to sit down briefly this morning with Hastings College President Phil Dudley, and he told me they've been ranked highly by other publications as well.
Well, I think it's an excellent recruiting tool, that, and that's why we put it on our website. But, you know, it's good to be consistent. I know that over the years, Forbes has ranked us as the number one college in the state of Nebraska in terms of best value, and that Barron's has ranked us in Best Buy in Nebraska for service. So it's good consistency to have Barron's and Forbes and Princeton, U.S. News and World Report. We're a national liberal arts college, and we're generally ranked in there. So it's good at least to be consistent in all of these different nights. Sometimes we're not always number one, but at least to be in the top 10% or the top two or three, that's gratifying.
Colleges chosen by the Princeton Review represent the top 25% of the nation's four-year colleges. The Princeton Review's online profile of Hastings College includes college statistics and information on enrollment and student body, admissions, financial aid, academic majors, student-to-faculty ratio, campus life, facilities, and more. From several hundred schools in each region, the Princeton Review narrows their list based on institutional data collected directly from the schools, repeated visits to the schools, and the opinions of the Princeton Review staff, and even their own students. President Dudley says taking all that into account and still being consistently named a best in Midwest college is a real feather in the cap for the Broncos.
Again, it's always gratifying and an honor to be selected by any of the national organizations as either best value or best buy. And Princeton, we've ranked as one of the best in the Midwest by them in the last several years. So to be honored again, we really are grateful for that. And what I really like about Princeton is that they actually send folks on campus to do interviews, and they actually survey some of our students. And then they also visit with folks at other institutions to get their perception of Hastings College. So I kind of like that kind of diversity of how they seek input.
Hastings College students were asked to rate their overall happiness with the campus, relationships with fellow students and the community, and the quality of the professors, learning environment, and campus resources. So whether it's athletics, academics, or overall college atmosphere you're into, one of the best in the Midwest is right here at home. For the Hastings College Spotlight Show, I'm Tyson Hevronic. We'll take you back out to the court for the second half. It's Hastings College basketball right here on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHAS at halftime. Hastings out on top of Central Methodist. The score is 54-35. Again, a good first half for Hastings, hitting 65% of their field goals, 21 out of 32. Hastings also 7 out of 9 from three-point range for 77%. And they're knocking down 5 out of 8 from the free throw line for 62%. 18 points in the first half for Derek Fletcher for Hastings. Dane Bacon with 11 points and Donovan Schultz with 11 to lead the Broncos. Meanwhile, Central Methodist hitting only 31% of their field goal tries in the first 20 minutes and 25% from three-point range. Their leading scorer thus far has got 10 points on the board. And that is Jake Clark, 10 points, 4 field goals, and he's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Hastings out on top of Central Methodist here at halftime with a score of 54-35. Again, the Hastings College women, they played over the weekend in a New Year's tournament down in Hillsboro, Kansas. Hastings going 2-0 down there. They beat Tabor College last Friday night, 65-53. And they beat 10th-ranked Sterling College out of Kansas on Saturday, 74-67. So Hastings will start the second half of the season 9-8. Overall, they are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Other action going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Grandview is playing in Sioux City, a doubleheader with Briarcliff. Women's game started at 2 this afternoon with the men to follow at 4 o'clock, so that's the only other action going on in the GPAC today. Tomorrow, we've got Concordia playing at Northwestern. That's actually a makeup from a snowed-out game back on December 11th, so they'll make that up tomorrow, Concordia playing at Northwestern. The Nebraska men's basketball team was supposed to play this afternoon against North Dakota at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. North Dakota evidently could not get here because of the heavy snow, so that game was postponed today. They'll play that one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Nebraska women will be on the floor tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as they take on Florida A&M. That one will tip off at 6:05. The Nebraska women currently sitting at 9-4 in the season. The Nebraska men are 10-2. So Hastings College with the lead here over Central Methodist by the score of 54-35 as we get ready for the second half. And the Bronco men and women will play back in the conference again on Wednesday. They're back to conference action. They'll take on the Doane College Tigers right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader with the women's game starting at 6. And the guys will follow at 8 o'clock. That will kick off a busy month of January for Bronco basketball. So we are set to go. Hastings College with a lead here over the Central Methodist Eagles by the score of 54-35. Hastings led at 1 point late in the first half at 40-14. Had a 26-point lead as well at 46-20. Right now they will start here with a 19-point lead, 54-35 as the second half is underway. And Hastings will have the opening possession. Here's Fletcher for a long three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Eric Franklin, running back the other way. Nice pass to Smith. Gets it back to Franklin in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Schultz gets it down the near sideline to a Nate Olson. Nate hustles into the forecourt. Jump pass out to Schultz from the top of the key. Three-pointers put up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Smith. Curtis Smith running back the other way, all the way to the basket. Shoot, scoop shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. So Curtis Smith will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. He was fouled in a play by Donovan Schultz of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul now on Schultz. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Central Methodist will be Curtis Smith. Smith 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. 55% foul shooter in the season, and his first shot is up there and in. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Going out will be Schultz. So Flynn back into the ball game, played a couple of minutes there in the first half, did not score. Flynn, a 6'7" freshman out of Lincoln, and his next shot is going to be up there and in by Curtis Smith. So he hits a couple of free throws. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings now with a 17-point lead, 54-37. Here's Fletcher with the ball to Nate Olson, down in the corner to Bacon, brings it back to Olson. Olson dribbles to the top of the key, now to Fletcher, left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound pulled out of there by Jake Clark for Central Methodist. Running back the other way is Eric Franklin. The Clark now right side to Brady Hoff down in the corner. That's Curtis Smith. Bounce pass comes inside and now back outside the ring to Reagan. Reagan goes to Eric Franklin, dribbles into the paint. Bounce pass down on the baseline. There's a short jumper put up there. It's no good by Clark. Rebound comes down to Ryan Wall of Hastings. Runs it back the other way. All the way to the basket. Shot is good. Tobin Ryan Wall hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 56-37, Hastings with a lead. 18 and a half minutes to play here in the ball game. Eric Franklin, they reverse the ball to Reagan. Now left side to Curtis Smith. Lobs it inside. Here's a shot taken by Clark. Good. Jake Clark scores here for Central Methodist. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He averages 14 on the year. 56-39, Hastings with a lead. Broncos now attacking. They get it back into their offensive zone. Olson down in the corner to Ryan Wald. Lobs it back out here to Olson. Swings it left side to a Bacon. Back out to Nate. In between the rings, now left side to Bacon again. Down in the corner to Flynn, now to Fletcher. His shot is up and in. Nice ball movement there by Hastings. Fletcher gets the field goal. Dylan Flynn gets the assist, and it's 58-39. Hastings with a lead here with 18 minutes to play in the ball game. Curtis Smith down on the baseline. They get it to Clark. Gets it back out here to Smith. Returns it back to Clark. He backs up, puts up a shot over Flynn. No good. Rebound to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald runs her back the other way, gets it to Fletcher. Fletcher lobs it, and it goes ricocheting off of the rim. Reinwald was coming maybe for a slam there, but it goes ricocheting off of the rim. Back the other way, Clark puts up a shot, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Olson gets it now into the hands of Dane Bacon into the offensive scoring zone. Dane Bacon directing some traffic out here. We'll send Fletcher inside. Fletcher will stand at the free throw line. Now he's got the ball here. Kicks it back out. Here's Dane Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's still good. Rebound Flynn. Dylan Flynn with the rebound. Gets it back to Bacon. Bacon out to Olson. The Bacon down in the corner. Reinwald shot for three. Good. Tobin Reinwald hits the three ball. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings with a lead here over Central Methodist by the score of 61-39. We played 3 minutes here in the second half. Here's Eric Franklin with the ball. Franklin moves it over the right side to a Brady Hoff around the screen. Dribbles into the lane, spins, goes up against the Fletcher. Fletcher blocks it. It's picked back up by Brady Hoff, and his shot is up and in. Tyler Brady Hoff working hard there against Eric Fletcher. Finally gets the field goal to go down. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 20, 61-41. Here's Flynn off of the baseline. Shot good. Dylan Flynn hits the field goal for Hastings. That's his first bucket. 63-41. Hastings in the lead, 16 and a half to play. Here's a Mike Reagan, contact made, foul called. Going to go on Ryan Wald. That's going to be number three on Tobin. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half. There comes some subs coming in there for Central Methodist. You've got Nate Studenbro into the ball game now for the Eagles. Also, there's a shot taken and something in quickly. Lucas Dahl scoring there. Also into the ball game was Evan Lavery. So Evan Lavery into the contest as well for Central Methodist. 63-43. Here's Weinwald. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball's recovered by Central Methodist. Running back the other way. Lavery has got it down the lane. He goes. He's going to be fouled into play. So Evan Lavery is going to be fouled into play here by Hastings. And that's going to go on Weinwald again. That's going to be his fourth. So Tobin Weinwald now with four personal fouls. And going to the free throw line will be Evan Lavery now for Central Methodist. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game. Lavery, a 6'2" junior from Dyer, Indiana. He will toe the mark here for Central Methodist. So Reinwald is going to come out. Aaron Kane is already down to the scorer's table for Hastings College. 16:02 to play here in this basketball game. It's 63-43. Hastings out on top by 20 points. Now you see what the holdup was. The ball got away and went rolling underneath the stands. It's retrieved here by one of the three officials, and now we're set to go as we're going to have some free throws as Lavery will go to the free throw line here for Central Methodist. Eagles down by 20 points here with 16:02 to play in the ball game, 63-43. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Hits off of the front iron. Evan will get one more. Here comes Kane in the ball game now, and Reinwald checks out. So Tobin Reinwald now with four personal fouls will get some time on the bench at the 16:02 mark of this ball game. Lavery's next free throw is up there, and that one is good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and again, the Eagles back within 19 points. Hastings with the ball. Aaron Kane here in backcourt. Jump pass comes to the near side. As they get it to Olsen, he's going to be fouled in a play here by Kitsch. Derek Kitsch picks up the personal foul for Central Methodist. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Eagles. Hastings will inbound the ball off of the near sideline as Aaron Kane will get it into the hands of Nate Olsen. Now to Fletcher on the deep wing on the right side. Bounce pass is going to be tipped away by Flynn, but Flynn picks it up on the ground. Now to Olsen. Keeps it alive here. Olsen around the screen from Flynn. Now moves it over on the left side to Bacon. His shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here to Curtis Smith. So the Eagles come back the other way. Smith into the lane, going up for the shot. Foul called as Kitsch is knocked down in the play. And a foul here will go on Hastings as Kitsch will go to the free throw line now for Central Methodist. The foul goes on Kane. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings. Now the Broncos getting a little sloppy here on both ends of the floor. And Lance Creech calls a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout with 15:34 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Central Methodist 44.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
The Nebraska basketball team had their game with North Dakota today postponed until tomorrow night at 7. The Nebraska women's basketball team will take on Florida A&M tonight, 6:05 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Some NFL scores for you today. Late in the fourth quarter, Atlanta is leading Carolina by the score of 31-10. Final score in Baltimore has beaten the Cincinnati Bengals today by a score of 13-7. Plenty of action going on in the NFL. This is the final Sunday for NFL regular season stuff. Atlanta again with a lead over Carolina, 31-10, late in the fourth quarter. And Baltimore is leading Cincinnati. Actually, at the final score now as the Ravens knock off the Bengals today, 13-7. 63-44 here. Hastings College out on top in men's college basketball action. Going to the free throw line. For Central Methodist is going to be Derek Kitsch. He's 4 for 4 so far today from the line, and his shot is up there. It is good, so he tacks on one more here for the Eagles. It's now 63-45. And here comes the next shot from Kitch. It is up there. It is good, so he's a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line here this afternoon. It's now a 63-46 ball game. Hastings College now is in their lead dissipate to 17. So Hastings with the ball here. Fletcher will move it over on the left sideline. That's going to be Olsen with it now. Dane Olsen comes out to Dane Bacon. Now to Derek Fletcher, still out here in three-point territory. Central Methodist still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Olsen, left side of the lane. They get it down to Aaron Kane. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 10th of the ball game. Back the other way come the Eagles, dribbling into the lane. Now they kick it back out, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted right back by Fletcher. Long pass down to Ford to Kane, and his shot is up and in. Aaron Kane now with 4 points in the ball game, 65-46. 14:50 to play in the basketball game this afternoon. Derek Kitch with it, top of the key for the Eagles. Goes over to Freeman, rather to a Franklin. Eric Franklin now down in the corner to Curtis Smith, as he drives the baseline, and he's going to be fouled in the play. It was tipped out of his hands. No foul here. And it's going to be Central Methodist playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman comes into the ball game now for Olsen. Central Methodist will play things in. They get it deep in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Brady Hoff, and now he takes off. He dribbles inside. His shot is up there and in. Tyler Brady Hoff scores. He has now got 10 points in the ball game, 65-46. Hastings are actually 65-48. Score should be. Hastings with the lead here by 17 with 14 and a half to play. Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman goes over there in the wing on the left side to Bacon. Dribbles to the free throw line with his back to the basket. Bacon hands it away now to Kane. Now to Fletcher. They work it back inside and a holding foul inside as they try to get the ball right in front of the basket to Flynn, and he was being held on the play and draws the personal foul here from Central Methodist. Foul is going to be whistled on Lucas Dahl. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Eagles. Going to the free throw line. Nope, no free throws here. We'll have Fletcher inbounding the ball. They get it to Flynn. Now to Fletcher. Back to Derek Flynn, and he mishandles the ball, or Dylan Flynn mishandles the ball. And it's picked up here by Central Methodist. 65-48. Hastings College with a lead. They have led this baby from the opening tap, dominated the first half. But Central Methodist is not rolling over, still in the ball game. Here's Brady Hoff as he hands the ball away to Kitch. Out of the near sideline to Smith. Now they get the ball to Dahl. His shot from 15 won't go, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Derek Fletcher at the other end comes out to Woolman, out in 3-point territory. Woolman backs an aisle for Hastings. Now swings it over to the left side. They get it to Bacon. Down to the left sideline. And here's Aaron Kane. His pass is going to be picked off. Kane gets it back the other way to Smith, and his shot is up and in. Curtis Smith scores. He's now got, 9 points in the ball game, and the Bronco lead is down to 15 points all of a sudden. It is 65-50 with 13 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's a Dane Bacon. Comes over here to Aaron Kane down on the baseline. A short jumper there. Good. Aaron Kane scores. He's now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame, 67-50. 13 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Here's a Curtis Smith with the ball now. His feet to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kane. He comes back the other way to Fletcher. Fletcher will hold up and goes behind his back here and just throws it to the near sideline to Brady Woolman, and he'll set things up. Woolman dribbles to the right side, down to Flynn. He lobs it down low, too far. Fletcher saves it, gives it back to Flynn. Now to Fletcher on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's good. Derek Fletcher scores for Hastings. He's now got 22 in the ball game, and Hastings leading by 19 again. It's 69-50. 12 and a half minutes to play here in this one. As Central Methodist works with the ball, they lob it to the right side of the lane. Working with it down there is going to be Dahl. His shot over Flynn is going to be no good. And Dylan Flynn grabs the rebound here for Hastings. Flynn out of Fletcher. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Now tricky dribbles inside. Tipped away. Fletcher gets it back. Now to Kane. Short baseline right side. Back out on top. Now to Bacon. Dribbles to the elbow. Stops right there. Hands away to Woolman. Back outside to Aaron Kane. Now to Brady Woolman. 16 on the shot clock. 12 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Hastings with a lead, 69-50. Fletcher hands the ball away to Woolman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown there by Central Methodist. Here comes Marvin into the ballgame now for Hastings. Manning will check in. Also checking in for Central Methodist is going to be Evan Lavery. So it's 69-50. Hastings with a 19-point lead. The Broncos looking for their sixth win of the season here this afternoon. Inbounds pass to Bacon for three. Nope, two. Dane Bacon hits a long-range two there for Hastings College. They see his foot was on the line. 13 points now in the ball game for Bacon. 71-50. Hastings maintaining that double-digit lead here in this second half. Now powering his way to the basket is going to be Lavery, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Devin Manning. So Devin Manning picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. It's going to be Central Methodist inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own hole here as they lob it to the corner. Now to Franklin. Franklin moves the ball inside to Payne again. Here's a shot up and in. That's Jake Clark. Clark now with 14 points in the ball game, 71-52. Now Central Methodist attacking here in backcourt. Hastings breaks it down the near sideline. Manning now to Brady Lohman. They swing the ball to the left corner. That's going to be Aaron Kane with it now. Kane has it tapped away, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Josh Bailey now to the ball game for Central Methodist. He's a 6'4" freshman out of Macon, Missouri. 71-52, Hastings College with the lead. Here's Eric Franklin, dribbles inside, and then throws the ball out of bounds. He ran over Aaron Kane in the paint. Trying to come back out of here in the three-point territory and threw it into the scorers table. That's turnover number 13 on Central Methodist here in the ballgame. 71-52 is the score. We've got 11 minutes to go here in this one. Zach Short now in the contest for Hastings. He will handle the ball as he comes into the offensive zone, and he's immediately fouled in a play there by Brady Hoff of Central Methodist. That's Tyler's second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on the Eagles. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Hastings playing things in. Right here in front of the scorers table and their offensive end. Dane Bacon goes into the backcourt. Now to Zach Short. Brings it back into the offensive zone on the right sideline. Now dribbles with it out here in three-point territory as it poked away. And we got a foul called here on Dane Bacon. Ball was picked up on the wing over there on that left side by Lavery of Central Methodist, and he was fouled in a play there by Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. 10:44 to play in the ball game. Hastings 71, Central Methodist 52. Franklin goes deep in the corner on the right side here for the Eagles. Now on the block. Now they get it back outside the ring to a Brady Hoff. They work it back inside to Clark, who's been kind of quiet here in the second half. Down to Evan Lavery again. Nice dish down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Clark. His shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin. Rebounded again by Franklin. Franklin goes down on the baseline, and then we got a whistle called there. Working with the ball down there on the baseline. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Zach Short of Hastings. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Zach. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. This will be a 1-1 situation here as a Josh Bailey into the ball game now for Central Methodist. He'll have a 1-1 situation as Bailey eyes the bucket here for Central Methodist. His shot is up there. That is good. So it's now 71-53. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Donovan Schultz, and going out is going to be Bacon. So 10:18 to play. Hastings leading by 18 points here at 71-53. Josh Bailey will have one more free throw for Central Methodist. And his shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he cans a pair of free throws for the Eagles. And now Jeff Sherman wants to call a timeout. So the visitors from Fayetteville, Missouri, hanging around here. 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 71, Central Methodist 54.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also available online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at hastings.edu. Bronco basketball for you on Wednesday night. Doane College will be in town to take on the Broncos in a women's men's basketball doubleheader here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the men to follow at 8. We'll have both games for you on 1230 KHAS beginning at 5:45 on Wednesday. 71-54. Hastings with the lead. Broncos with the ball here in backcourt. Eagles attacking back here. Brady Woolman has got it. Left-handed dribble. Now gets into the offensive zone down the left sideline. Woolman dribbling with it out here against Central Methodist. Goes over to Zach Short. Down to Marvin. Top of the key. Bounce pass. He'll be tipped away from Schultz. And it is picked up here by Central Methodist. Franklin coming back the other way. Here's a shot. Going to be blocked out of bounds. Jake Clark going for the hole there for Central Methodist. And the shot blocked out of bounds by Marvin. So Hastings turns the ball away again. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Hastings here in the contest. Manning checks out of the ball game. Here comes Reinwald back in there. So Tobin will play with four personal fouls with 9:57 to play in the contest. They get it to Clark. Now back outside to Lavery. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Marvin. Jake Marvin has got the ball now to Zach Short. Left-handed dribble. He powers his way into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over to Woolman on the far sideline. Out to Zach Short now behind the screen from Marvin. Short still with it. Comes over here on the near side. It's open. Reinwald. That is Zach Short to Brady Woolman. Down in the corner left side. Now to Schultz. Schultz brings it down to a Brady Woolman. Now to Donovan Schultz. Jump pass comes to Reinwald. His shot from 15 is up there. He hits it. Right off of the bench, and he hits his first shot. Reinwald now with 11 points in the ball game, and Hastings now leading by 19. 73-54. Here's a Central Methodist with the ball. Here's Clark. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Schultz grabs the rebound for Hastings. So the little short jumper there by Jake Clark would not go. Donovan Schultz right there with the rebound for Hastings. The Broncos doing a great job on the boards here this afternoon. Reinwald down in the corner on the right side. Holds it. Here's a feed into the lane. Mishandled by Schultz. And it is picked up by Central Methodist back the other way. Curtis Smith out to Lavery. His shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is pulled down by the Eagles. Here's Central Methodist looking with the ball now. Deep in a corner on the right side. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Bailey, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Bailey trying to drive the baseline toward the hoop there and throws the ball back out of bounds. Here comes Fletcher back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Brady Woolman. So 8:42 to play in the ball game. Hastings continues to lead 73-54. Broncos led at halftime by 19, 54-35. Short to Tobin Reinwald, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's good again. Tobin Reinwald. Now with 14 points in the ballgame, he's the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 15 points per contest. Brady Hoff throws up a three for Central Methodist and hits one. He's now got 13 in the ballgame. Now the ball is loose back here. It goes out of bounds. See, the officials will confer. 8:17 to play. Hastings 76 and Central Methodist 57. Ball went out of bounds here. And they give the ball to Central Methodist down here. So a turnover on Hastings, and Central Methodist will play things in from underneath their own basket. That's 14 turnovers now on Hastings here in the ball game. They average 16 in the season. 76-57 is the score. Here's a Curtis Smith, drives inside, knocks down a man, gets rid of it. Here's a Pierre. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Marvin gets the ball now to Zach Short. Out of Fletcher, back to Short, hesitates, drives inside, spins on the baseline, and shot is up there and in. Zach Short scores for Hastings. Short, the sophomore out of Colorado, puts Hastings out on top now by 21 again. It's 78-57, 7:50 to play here in the contest. As a Central Methodist, the Eagles work with the ball against the Hastings College. Here's Brady Hoff from the top of the key, gets away and throws up a three, a shot no good. The ball tapped around, is picked up by Short. Zach Short has got it here for Hastings. And now kind of slides a pass between the legs of Pierre into the hands now of Derek Fletcher. Fletcher's pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings. The Broncos getting careless with the basketball here in the past couple of minutes. Here's a Curtis Smith back with the ball for the Eagles. Dribbling inside is going to be Brady Hoff, and his shot is up and in. Tyler Brady Hoff knocks down to Donovan Schultz, but no foul called there. Brady Hoff gets another basket here, and he's now got 15 in the ball game, and it's now 78-59. Hastings with the lead. Short now to Fletcher. Out to a Zach Short again. Now to a Derek Fletcher. Fletcher comes back to Zach Short in the wing on the right side. Holding it. Now dribbling to his left. Gets it back to Donovan Schultz for three. A shot good. Donovan Schultz steps out from the deep right corner and scores. He's now got 14 in the ball game, and the Broncos have put an 81 spot on their visitors here this afternoon. There's a shot from the baseline by Brady Hoff, no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. So Derek Fletcher dribbling with the ball now in backcourt, gets away into the offensive zone. Fletcher down the lane, nice dish there to Marvin. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the play. So Marvin will go to the free throw line now for Hastings as he was fouled in the play. Jake so far in the ball game has not scored. He is 0 of 2 from the line. So Jake Marvin goes to the free throw line here. The foul went on Danielle Pierce. That's going to be his second. Shot from the line is no good by Marvin. He's now zipped for three from the charity stripe this afternoon. He's normally a 73% foul shooter in the season. 81-59, Hastings College with a lead with 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the contest, the Broncos looking for their sixth win of the season and their first win of 2011 here. There's a shot from the free throw line. It is good by Marvin. So it's now an 82-59 ball game. Hastings out on top as the Eagles come back the other way. Central Methodist working with the ball. Clark gets it now to Eric Franklin. Now to Mike Reagan, who's back into the ball game. He drives it toward the hole and lost the ball out of bounds. That's 14 turnovers now in Central Methodist. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Trevor Haldmeyer, the 6'4" junior out of Hastings. Going out is going to be Schultz. So we're down to 6:11 to play here in the contest. We'll name our player of the game, have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. 82-59 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Broncos with the ball. Tobin Reinwald streaks down the right sideline. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. Now to Jason States, who's into the ball game. Now to Brayden Woolman out here in three-point territory. Woolman out near the second line. We'll go over on the left side to Dane Bacon. Bacon brings it back to Reinwald. He lobs it inside to States. He goes up and shot no good. Misses one just to the right of the basket, and the rebound comes down to Central Methodist. Back the other way, Franklin with the ball. Here's a long-range jumper now from three. It's going to be no good by Reagan. Rebounded here by Central Methodist again. Here's a shot off of the baseline. An offensive foul is going to be called there on Lavery. He runs over a Bronco down there. He's whistled for the offensive charge on the baseline. So he picks up a personal foul here. That's going to be number two on him. That's going to be team foul number five on the Eagles. 5:36 to play here in the ballgame. 82-59, Hastings with the lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball now. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Brady Woolman as he brings it into the offensive zone again and now gets it in the hands of Dane Bacon out here near the 10-second line to Reinwald in front of the Bronco bench. He holds it against the man-to-man, dribbles behind a screen from Hallmeyer, tries to drive it inside. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Franklin. Franklin back the other way. Dry shoots and scores. Eric Franklin gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 2 points, and it's 82-61. Hastings with the lead here. Brady Woolman with it now for the Broncos. Woolman dribbling with the ball out in three-point territory. Gets away from Lavery. Now goes over to Hallmeyer. His long-range jumper for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Clark. Jake Clark now to Eric Franklin. Franklin gets it outside. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Stubendurl. And a rebound comes down to Hastings College coming back the other way. Dane Bacon inside to Hallmeyer. Shot no good. Misses the easy one. The ball is tipped out. It's picked up by Eric Franklin. He runs her back the other way. It's like a hockey match. One on two back the other way with 4.5 minutes to go here in the contest. Reagan back outside. Now dribbling the ball into the lane. There's going to be Lavery. His shot is no good, but he gets his own rebound. He's double-teamed. Throws it back out here into three-point territory to Reagan. Drives it down the left side of the lane. A scoop shot no good. Offensive rebound. Clark follow shot good. Jake Clark scores. He's got 16 points in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout from Central Methodist. So the Eagles call a timeout. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Hastings streaking to their sixth win of the 2010-2011 season. We've got a break with a score. Hastings 82, Central Methodist 63.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College with a lead over Central Methodist. Men's college basketball, 82-63. Here's a steal now by Franklin. He goes for the basket and scores. Eric Franklin with a steal in backcourt. He gets his second field goal of the contest. 82-65, Hastings with the lead. Just by the four-minute mark here in the ballgame. There's Lohman. He gets it to Bacon. Now to Ryan Wald. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try by States. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Franklin. Eric Franklin with the ball now for Central Methodist. He dribbles to the top of the key. Now dishes out. Here's Reagan. A three-pointer put up there and in. Mike Reagan is 14th in the nation in three-pointers made. That's his first one this afternoon. And his first basket. It's 82-68. Hastings College now with a lead with 3.5 minutes to play. The Broncos have been unable to put this group away from Fayetteville, Missouri. Had a big lead in the first half. In fact, one time led 46-20. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. We're down to 3:15 to play in the contest. 15 seconds still on the shot clock. States, now to Lohman. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops, gets the ball back out here to a Dane Bacon around the screen from Hallmeyer. His pass is deflected by Franklin. Ball is recovered by States, and then he has his pocket picked and a foul called. So a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Central Methodist. It's going to go on Tyler Bradenhoff. Or Brady Hoff, that's going to be his third. And that's going to be team foul number 6 on the Eagles. Here comes Fletcher back into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be the Broncos inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop here. 3:01 to play. Hastings leading 82-68. Fletcher gets it into Marvin. Flips it back to Fletcher in the corner. Dribbles here in front of the Bronco bench and out here in three-point territory. Derek Fletcher trying to get away. Good pressure defense out here by Jake Clark. Now he gets it into the hands of Dane Bacon down in the corner on the left side to Lohman. Back out to Dane out here in three-point territory. He drives it to the basket, and he's going to be hammered on the play, and down he goes. As Dane Bacon runs into the basket support down there underneath the hole, as he is fouled in the play here. Bacon gets up to his feet, and he's going to go to the free-throw line now for the Broncos. Foul in the play by Central Methodist. Jake Clark picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 7 on the Eagles. This will be a two-shot foul here as Dane was in the act of shooting for Hastings. Bacon, an 85% foul shooter in the season. He's 0-1 so far today. So Bacon, the product out of Kearney, puts it up there, and his shot is up and in. Dane's having a good afternoon. He's got 14 points in the ball game. His season high was 17. In fact, he's done that twice this year against Sterling College and also Midland University. 83-68, Hastings with the lead. Bacon's next free throw is up there. Falls off on the right side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jake Clark. Here's Curtis Smith hustling back the other way from deep in the right corner. Lavery, his shot is up and in. Lavery now with 7 points in the ball game. It's 83-71. Now we got a foul here in backcourt with 2:27 to play. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line again. Mike Reagan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 8 on the Eagles. Now Derek Fletcher goes to the free throw line. Fletcher has got 22 points in the ball game. He had 18 of those in the first half. Fletcher is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. 84% for the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brady Hoff now for Central Methodist. Running back the other way is Curtis Smith. Now back outside, a three-pointer put up there and in. Brady Hoff hits a three-pointer. He's got 18 in the ball game. 83-74, and all of a sudden the Bronco lead is down to 9 points here. 83-74 with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Hastings led by 20 points plus throughout much of this ball game. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman now comes to the near side to a Fletcher. He puts an elbow into a Mike Reagan. Got away with that. Fletcher now dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Throws it to the wing on the left side to Lohman. Now back inside. Here's a shot by Reinwald up and in. Tobin Reinwald has now got 16 points in the ball game. It's now 85-74. Here's Brady Hoff for three. His shot is up and in. He hits another three ball. He has now got 21 in the ball game. And it's 85-77 as the Central Methodist is sneaking back into the ball game. They're down by 8 points. 1.5 minutes to go. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald out to Brady Lohman near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Brady Hoff. Central Methodist is catching fire here, but it might be a little bit too late. Brady Hoff tips the ball away again. It's going to be recovered by Jake Clark. A turnover on Hastings. 1:11 to play. 85-77. Here's Lavery. Throws up another three. His shot is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Hastings' ball. This game was 54-35 at halftime. And it's now 85-77 in favor of the Broncos. This is as close as it has been for a while. And now Central Methodist wants to call a timeout. So the Eagles want to talk things over. They're still into the ballgame. They're hitting some threes here late in the ballgame. They're back into the ballgame here. 85-77 is the score. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 85-77 is the score here. Central Methodist calling the timeout, getting some final instructions from Jeff Sherman. Tell you what, the Eagles hung around. Then they warmed up here in the second half. Hit some three balls there and consecutive trips down the floor. And just like that, it's now an 85-77 ball game. And Hastings will have to hang on here for the next 63 seconds. Brady Lohman works against some pressure back here. Mike Reagan is right in his face defensively for the Eagles. Lohman brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbling with the ball now, out here near the 10-second line, as he works against Bradenhoff, and now a 5-second violation is called there. Roman unable to get rid of it there, just was dribbling with the ball. Tyler Bradenhoff was right in his face there. Another turnover on Hastings, 85-77. Now with 45 seconds to play. Here's Eric Franklin, drives for the hole, kicks it back out here to Bradenhoff. He dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot, it's good. He has now got 23 in the ball game. It's 85-79, and now we've got a foul in backcourt. No, we got a timeout called. Timeout of Hastings as they were trapped back here in backcourt. So Central Methodist has cut the Hastings College lead to 6 points. 38 seconds to play. We'll take a quick break with a score. The Broncos 85, Central Methodist 79.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Game show before we get out of here. Well, it looked like a blowout early. Hastings College now trying to hang on. 85-79 is the score with 38.8 seconds to play. Donovan Schultz will inbound the ball for the Broncos to get it to Fletcher. Fletcher brings it back to Donovan Schultz. Still working with it here in backcourt. Now he's going to be fouling the play as he gets hit in the chops. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Central Methodist, and Donovan Schultz looks like he got poked in the left eyeball. He's going to head to the free throw line now for Hastings College. This will be a one-and-one situation. That's the ninth team foul on the Eagles. Eric Franklin is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be his first. Donovan Schultz, one out of one from the free throw line so far today. He's 89% for the season as Schultz puts it up there. The shot is good. He's the third best free throw shooter in the conference at 89%. That gives Hastings a 7-point lead now, 86-79, with 34.6 seconds to play here in this one. As Donovan Schultz will have one more, his shot is good, so he hits a pair of big free throws here. Gives Hastings an 87-79 advantage. Here's Eric Franklin again, hustling into the forecourt. They kick it back out here. Here's a long two by Jake Clark that's up and in. Boy, Central Methodist not missing here late in the ballgame. Clark has now got 18 points. 87-81 now. It's a 6-point lead. Now we got another foul called. So for the second time, Central Methodist has cut the lead to 6 points, and 87-81. But again, they'll send Hastings to the free throw line here. Now Brady Lohman will toe the mark for the Broncos. Lohman is 8 for 8 on free throws this season. He will go to the free throw line now with 25 seconds to go. Mike Reagan picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Lohman hits another free throw here. 9 in a row now for Lohman to begin the season. Lohman, a 6'1" freshman out of Norfolk. That gives Hastings a 7-point advantage, 88-81. Here comes the next shot, and he misses that one. We jinxed him. Rebound comes down to Central Methodist again, quickly into the forecourt. Driving for the basket, and his shot is up there. It's good again. That's Curtis Smith. Smith now with 11 points in the ball game, 88-83. And now we have got a foul in backcourt again. 88-83, now with 16 seconds to play. And the Broncos will go back to the free throw line. They're trying to extend their lead. Donovan Schultz will toe the mark again for the Broncos. He was there a couple of minutes ago and hit a pair of free throws. Curtis Smith picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus on the Eagles in the second half. So Donovan Schultz back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. And he'll get one more. The Broncos are the third best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings now with a 6-point lead, 89-83. Next one is up there. That was off of the mark. No good. So it's a two-possession ball game. Running back the other way is going to be Franklin. Dribbles behind his back. Drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Eric Franklin scores. He's got 6 points. And now it's 89-85 in favor of the Broncos. We got another timeout now with 10 seconds to play. So timeout on the floor. We'll take another quick break here. The score is Hastings College 89, Central Methodist 85.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 89-85. Hastings trying to hang on against Central Methodist University, NAIA Division I school from Fayetteville, Missouri. Playing this non-conference ball game before Hastings gets back into the thick of things in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And Central Methodist will return home after this one. They'll get involved in the Heart of America Conference. 89-85, Hastings with a big lead in the first half. Shooting well over 60%. Racing out to a 54-35 halftime lead, but Central Methodist coming right back. They play it into Fletcher, and that's the right guy. Derrickson go to the free throw line now as he's fouled in the play. We're down to 9.3 seconds to play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Eric Franklin. That's going to be his second. Again, 10 fouls plus on Central Methodist. Fletcher will go to the free throw line. This will be a two-shot opportunity for Fletcher. He's got 22 points in the ball game for Hastings. As free throws up there, it's good. So the Broncos hitting some free throws down the stretch here. Here comes Mike Reagan into the ball game now for Central Methodist. So Reagan will check in for Josh Bailey. 90-85. As Fletcher will have one more. His shot is up there. That one rims off. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Methodist. Coming back the other way is Franklin. He launches up to three. His shot rims off, no good. Rebound, Reinwald. And that's the ball game as Hastings College going to survive here this afternoon. Much closer than we expected at halftime here this afternoon. But Hastings College wins their sixth ball game of the season. The Broncos will go to 6 wins and 10 losses now as they pick up this non-conference win over Central Methodist. Final score, Hastings College 90, Central Methodist 85. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance plus financial services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College hangs on to beat Central Methodist by the score of 90-85. The Broncos outscored in the second half 50-36 after grabbing a 54-35 halftime lead, but Hastings hanging on for the win here today as they beat the Eagles by a score of 90-85. Hastings improves to 6 wins, 10 losses on the season. They'll begin 2-4 in the second half of their season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on Wednesday night. Central Methodist will return back to Fayetteville, Missouri. The record now is 6 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings ended up shooting 34 out of 57 from the field today for 59.6%. They were 65% in the first half and right at 52% in the second half. Hastings 10 out of 19 on three-pointers for 52.6%. And Hastings knocking down 12 out of 20 from the free throw line for 60%. Central Methodist 30 out of 74 from the field today for 40.5%. 7 out of 19 on three-pointers for 36.8%, and Central Methodist was 18 out of 21 from the free-throw line, 85.7%. Central Methodist came back to out-rebound Hastings 39-35 in the ball game, including 14-5 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 20 times in the ball game today, 12 turnovers for Central Methodist. Hastings' leading scorer today was Derek Fletcher, as he comes up with 23 points in the ball game today. Fletcher knocks down 3 three-pointers and finishes with 23 points. Also in double figures for Hastings, Donovan Schultz, he had 17. Tobin Reinwald had 16. Dane Bacon had 14 points today. Other scores for Hastings, Zach Short had 2. Nate Olson had 2. Devin Manning had 4 points. Aaron Kane had 6. Brady Lohman had 3. Jake Marvin had 1. Dylan Flynn had a couple of points. Jason States into the ball game today, did not score. Central Methodist was led by Tyler Bradyhoff as he ends up with 23 points in the ball game. Jake Clark had 18. Curtis Smith had 11. So three players score in double figures for the Eagles today. Their other scores, Mike Reagan had 3 points. Danielle Pierre had 5. Lucas Dahl had 4 points, and Derek Kitch had 6. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Central Methodist, the score of 90-85. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference.
Be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
College wins it here this afternoon over Central Methodist, a score of 90-85. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And leading the way, Derek Fletcher for Hastings today at 23 points in the basketball game. Donovan Schultz, he pitched in with 17. Tobin Reinwald had 16 points, 14 points for Dane Bacon here this afternoon as Hastings puts four men in double figures and recording their sixth win of the 2010-2011 season. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald just misses a double-double today as he had 16 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game. Tobin had 7 out of 10 field goals. He had a couple of three-pointers in 2 attempts. Did not get to the free-throw line today, but he pulls down 9 rebounds, 1 on offense, 8 on defense, 9 total rebounds for Tobin Reinwald. Scores the 16 points, had 2 assists, and also had but one steal in 23 minutes of playing time here this afternoon for Hastings as the Broncos knock off Central Methodist by the score of 90-85. Tobin Reinwald, our player of the game today, as Hastings picks up a win over the Eagles this afternoon. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex as Hastings College knocks off Central Methodist today by 5 points at 90-85 as Hastings assistant coach Corey Ferringer will join us on the post game. And, Coach, I don't know if you guys were trying to keep the fans in the seats or what, but heck of a comeback by the Eagles today.
Definitely not about bringing the fans back or keeping them here at all. They did some things, you know, different in the second half to help themselves out, but we also, you know, hindered our own progress in a lot of different aspects. So,
yeah, I thought things really got sloppy there from about the 15-minute mark on in.
And, you know, and you got to be aware of that as a coach, you know, on both ends. They don't want to get blown out. We want to keep our lead. Some things, you know, they're going to take shots they don't typically take. You get a little loose offensively because you have a lead, and you got to, you know, fight to not do those things. And that's what happened. That's what happens when you're a younger team and you got guys out there who haven't always handled the ball against pressure or had a 20-point lead at times. And so you saw some things you're not used to seeing, but we'll get them squared away hopefully at practice.
Coach, you talked about Central Methodist doing some different things in the second half. What did they do differently?
Which I just thought they used their ball screens a lot more. They used their guard in transition particularly. They let that point guard just go, and it was tough. He was short and quick. It was tough for us to corral him and keep him on the end, and so he'd draw help. He'd either drop it to a big man or kick it to a guy for a three, and obviously they shot the ball better in the second half, and we didn't shoot the ball at 70% threes like we did the first half.
I'll tell you what, I like your chances. You're going to put up the numbers like we did in the first half. Hastings hitting 65% in the first half, 77% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. You guys got into the offense, and a lot of those were easy buckets for you.
It definitely, you know, and offensively, we've, you know, all year we've gotten things that we've wanted offensively. It's the defensive, you know, sticking to the game plan and just being concrete with what you're doing. In the first half, you saw them execute the way we'd like to see it executed, the way we worked on it at practice. Second half, you see guys take a few more risks because you have a lead, you're trying to get a steal, things like that. We didn't execute as well in the second half, and Central Methodist did, and they hurt us when we took risks that weren't rewarding.
We talked about the defense with the coach during the pregame show. That's something that is still not where you guys want it to be, and obviously you gave up way too many points here today.
Yes, you know, and that was a little bit last year as well. You saw us try to outscore teams. And then when you play good teams, you're not going to outscore them. You need to have your defense win games, let your offense determine by how much. And so we're trying to get more to that philosophy, let our defense lead our offense. And you see it at times, and then you see us just settle at times for threes. And so, and that's got to change, and we got to continue to do a better job at practice, and they've got to do a better job at working on it. So it's a two-way street right now.
Where's the biggest problem right now defensively for you guys?
Defensively, we got to contain ball pressure. You know, tonight I thought both were really good guards that were quick and made it hard to keep them in front. We got to continue to rebound. You know, still 14 offensive rebounds, not what you want to see. Every time it feels like they get a second chance, that they hurt us on it. And so if we can have them one and done, you know, I think you're taking at least 10 points out of the game for the other team if they're one and done.
Actually, you guys had a lead on the rebounding side of things at halftime. What was it? It was, 23-15.
You know, we're definitely a little excited. We're plus, you know. Again, that's what you expect to do. But then you look back at the second half and you end up, you lose, you know, you're down four when it's all said and done. You lose that battle and then you gave up 50 points in the second half. So neither of those are acceptable. Our guys know it. We know it. And we know it's been a constant battle, but we're going to keep fighting it until it's over.
A typical game for us coming off of a two-week break, not our A game. A little sloppy there at times. But.
And I don't think either coaches knew what to expect. You know, I know they've had some hard times with some injuries. I know they've had a really good tradition as far as winning games. The last couple of years they've been a 20-plus win team. And their coach mentioned having some few similar struggles. And so a lot of teams are going through it, but we got to just hopefully get better than they're getting and quicker. We got to get it done faster.
It's going to be a busy month of January for us as we go back to the conference. We got a lot of work to do sitting at 2-4. Still feel good, though, about this basketball team?
I do, and that's what we just told them. You know, we're 2-4, but a lot of teams in the middle have three losses in the conference. So it's not like they're a long ways in front of us. There's only one team with one loss, and that's by us to Briarcliff. And then there's a couple teams with two losses. And you know this, the conference really gets scattered as the season goes on. Midland's going to beat somebody when it all gets said and done. It's at the top. And so we feel good as long as we come prepare at practice to win at games and not vice versa.
It all starts on Wednesday, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you very much. Have a good
one. Corey Farringer, the assistant coach for Hastings College. The Broncos hanging on here this afternoon to beat the Eagles of Central Methodist by a score of 90-85. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
Here this afternoon over Central Methodist by the score of 90-85. Hastings now at 6-10 on the season, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, having a solid performance today from Derek Fletcher. He scores 23 points, including 4 three-pointers, 17 points for Donovan Schultz, and 16 for Tobin Reinwald, and 14 points for Dane Bacon, as Hastings puts four guys in double figures today. Meanwhile, Central Methodist, wow, nice comeback in the second half, coming up just a little bit short as they outscore Hastings 50-36 after halftime. They lose by 5 points. They are now 6-8 on the season. They get to 23 points from Tyler Badyhoff in the contest here this afternoon. 23 points for Tyler. He had only 6 of those in the first half, so Tyler came back with a big second half, but not enough as Central Methodist loses to Hastings today by a score of 90-85. Broncos will be back in action again on Wednesday. We'll get back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and it'll be the Doan College Tigers coming in to take on Hastings right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Air time will be at 5:45. The women's game will be at 6 o'clock on Wednesday with the guys to follow at 8, and we'll have both games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings College knocks off Central Methodist by the score of 90-85. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.